Good vach, good chodesh, Chanukah Sameach. Hope everybody is doing well. We are continuing in our study of Mishnayos as we do every day. L'udoy Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Yadayim. We are in the second parak Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. So now the Mishnah is going to deal with a certain issue of Safek in regard to Tumas Yadayim. The Mishnah begins, Safek Nasa Bayim Malacha, Safek Lo Nasa Bayim Malacha. Right? We know that Malacha ruins water for Netilas Yadayim. So what if I'm not sure if the water had stuff done with it or the water did not have stuff done with it? Safek Yish Bayim Kishir, Safek Shem Bayim Kishir. I'm not sure if there's the proper amount of water here or not, namely Yerevias. Safek Tameim, Safek Torim. I don't know if the water is Tamei or Tor. Sveikon Tor. So in these situations, the Safek is going to allow things to be Tor, because the rabbis say, Safek Yadayim Li Tamei Li Tamei Li Bilitar Tahor. The rabbis say when there is a suffix, a doubt as to whether the hands become tummy or whether they convey tumma or about becoming tahor, the Tanakhama tells us that we are supposed to go ahead and treat it as tahor. Rabbi Yossi Omer li taher tummy. If the established practice is that the hand is tummy, and now we want to know, can we change that status? That's going to be stricter. So the Mishnah is now going to try to explain how we get to that situation. The Mishnah says, Ketzad, Hayu Yadav Tahoros, right? Ulfanav Shneki Karm Tameim. Let's say his hands were Tahor, and he has two loaves of bread that were Tamei in front of him. Safik Naga, Safik Lo Naga. He doesn't know if he touched it or not. Hayu Yadav Tameos. What if his two hands were Tamei? Ulfanav Shneki Karm Tahorim. And in front of him he had two loaves of bread, right? That were both Tahor. Safik Naga, Safik Lo Naga. And he doesn't know whether he touched them or not, and what their status is. That's where that do the hands become mitameh? Hayu yadav achas tameh of achas tahora. What if his hands, one hand was tameh, one was tahor, lefan of shneki karm tahorim, and he has two loaves of bread in front of him, and nagav echad mehem, he knows he touched one of the loaves of bread, safik b'tameh, safik b'tahora, nagah, he's not sure whether he touched the tameh hand touched these breads or not, or which bread it touched. Hayadav Tahoros v'lefan of shneki karm echas tameh v'echas tahor. Right? What if he had two, his hands were tahor, and he had two loaves of bread in front of him, one was tameh, one was tahor, naga be'echad mehem safik batami naga, safik batahor naga, or he touched one of them, but he doesn't remember if he touched the tameh one or the tahor one, hayadav achas tameh of achas tahora, v'lefan of shneki karm, if he had his hands, one was tummy and one was tar, and he has two loaves of bread in front of him. One was tummy and one was tar. Naga b'shtem, he knows he touches them. Safik tameya b'tame b'tar b'tara, tar b'tame b'tara. He doesn't know if his tummy hand touched the tummy loaf, and his tar hand the tar loaf, in which case everything would retain its own status, or whether his tummy hand touched the tar loaf, and the tar hand touched the tummy loaf, in which case everything is going to be messed up. Yadayim kamosha hayu, vakikaran kamosha hayu. In these situations, the hands remain as they were. The tameh would be tameh, and the tahor would go ahead and remain tahor. The Mishnah then continues at the beginning of the third parak. And the Mishnah says as follows, Hamachnis yadav lebayis hamenuga. What if I just stick my hands into a house that has tzaras? So yadav tchilos. So in such a situation, the hands become a rishon l'tumah divrei Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim omrim yadav shnios. The chachamim say no. The hands become a sheni l'tumah. Kol metame begadim b'shas mago. Anyone who makes clothing tame during the time that he touches something tame, metame esayadaim lios tchilos divrei Rabbi Akiva. The rule is in that situation he's also going to make the hands into a Rishon Lutuma, according to Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim omrim liyo shnios. The chachamim say no, they're going to become shnios Lutuma. Samar lo Rabbi Akiva. So they came back to Rabbi Akiva, who took the stricter approach to the Tuma, and they said to them, Heicha matzinu sheyadayim tchila b'chol makom. When do we find that hands themselves can ever be a Rishon Lutuma? Samar lahem. So Rabbi Akiva says, V'chiech afshal lahem liyos tchila elam ki nitmo gufo l'kotz mizeh. How could it be possible for hands to become a Rishon Lutuma unless his entire body becomes Tamei, except in these cases. These cases are Yotzim and Akal. These cases are exceptions to the rule. And so therefore, we have once you make an exception, the exceptions are going to continue. Ha'ochlim ba'kelim shenitnimu b'mashkim, if you have food or utensils that become tamei from liquids, so metamei nasa yadayin liyoshnios debir Rabbi Yeshua, they're going to be able to be metamei hands to make them shnios, according to Rabbi Yeshua. V'chachamim omrim eshenitma ba'ava tamei metamei yisayadayim, b'vlada tamei ino metamei yisayadayim. The Chachamim say that no, only something that becomes contaminated from contact with an avatoma can make yadayim tamei, right? But if it's only a rishon l'toma, it's not going to make yadayim tamei. So Amar Rav Shimon Gamaliel, Rav Shimon Gamaliel came along and he said, "My sabisha achas shabas lefnei abba." I remember someone once came to Rav Gamaliel, my father, and this woman said to me, "Nichnasu yadai la'avir kli cheres." My hands went into the airspace of a kli cheres. So he said to her, "Biti ubamai ha'isa tumah." So what was the status of tumah of that kli cheres? "Belo shamati ma amar lo." I can't remember for the life of me what the status of the tumah was. So amar chachamim mevur adavar. The chachamim came along and they said it's pretty clear. As shenem abayav tumah metamei sayadayim bevelad tumah ina metamei es hayadayim. That which became tummy through an avatuma makes the hands tummy, but that which became tummy through a vladatuma does not make the hands tamei at all. We're going to continue a lot in the rest of this parak dealing with the status of things that make things into an avatoma and into a vladatoma, and we will continue with that exciting topic when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful week, a good tavach, and all sorts of wonderful brachos of the good month, and Chanukah Sameach as well.